Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Nan Kuk Thuyet from Tokyo University. My topic today is about organic colloid and the migration of cesium in the polluted soil in Fukushima, in Japan. Maybe one of you familiar with this picture is showing the fauna of the cesium content variation in the surface soil in the Fukushima. It's about 80 kilometer map. And after accident, the amount of cesium is there in the surface soil. And one of the difference between the Fukushima accident and then Chernobyl is that the Fukushima is covered by more than 80% of the forest carbon supply, and it have a lot of thick little layer in the surface soil. So we expect that it's been this little layer will really a lot of organic colloid to the soil and affect on the migration of cesium. And it may be the main source of the cesium polluted to the surface soil and also the water resource in the lower part of the Fukushima. So the study in the interaction between the cesium and organic colloid is very important. In this study, we aim to first monitor spatial distribution and then vertical movement of the cesium in the polluted soil in Fukushima. And next, because the cesium is high concentration in the litter layer, so we try to examine the distribution of cesium in the polluted litter and characterize the physical property of the colloid and the cesium. And then next, we try to investigate the fossilization of the organic colloid with the downward migration of cesium in the soil column study. This map shows you the study site, a few survey. This is the Fukushima nuclear power plant accident, and the study site is in the Itate village. It's the one, the abandoned forest. It's about 40 kilometers northwest from the accident area. And we collect sample, the 30 centimeter surface soil sample from different location plot. Basically, this area, including the top of the hill, it have a thick little layer, and then in the foot lobe, very thin little layer. And then at the lower part, almost no litter, you can see some picture here. And after collect the polluted litter from the soil, from the polluted site, we do the flocculation to get the organic colloid from the litter. So this is the procedure. We do the, we mix with the water, TN8, and then do gravitational flocculation, also following by the centrifuge flocculation to separate the colloid particle from the organic matter. And then the sample would analyze for the carbon, nitrogen, cesium, and then particle size. And to characterize the organic colloid from the quality from the field, we try to estimate the colloid particle density based on the measure the colloid particle size below this equation. And in the column experiment, you can see this is 10 centimeter column experiment in picture. So in the side, we packed column with the clean soil from the lower part in the Fukushima. And we looked with the water and then colloid suspension to the column and collect the effluent and also the soil layer every 2 centimeter to examine the distribution of cesium in the column. And this graph showed you the distribution of cesium in the surface soil in the polluted site in Fukushima. This concentration in soil depth and different plot. So from this figure, you can see that the amount of cesium is stay in the 10 centimeter surface soil. It's a high concentration in the litter layer. And however, several plays we've seen can detect the cesium at a relatively high concentration, even at the depth of 30 centimeters. And this is one example in the plot one, where we have a thick litter layer in the top. You can see the vertical, almost the vertical chain of the cesium concentration. It's the size of the movement of cesium to deep soil layer. So we try to figure out which the parameter it can be the good predictor for the cesium concentration in the soil. So this is a pair plot showing you can see that the low concentration of the cesium isotope have a high correlation. Carbon nitrogen have a good correlation here. And the more important, we found that the carbon, organic carbon, have a high correlation with the cesium concentration, and it can explain for the almost 50%, 55% of the cesium data. With the play with the relatively high concentration of the organic carbon, we can find the correlation almost 90%. So the organic carbon is very important predictor for the cesium concentration in the field. And from the polluted litter, we try to figure out what kind of cesium, where cesium stay, and organic chloride. So we do the fluctuation, and you can see that there are three main fluctuation. The residue is a big particle in the top of litter. It's 50 micrometer, and the sediment is medium, the size particle, and the heavy particle is in the bottom of the fluctuation, and the chloride is in suspension. We found that with the colloid, we get a low CN ratio, so we indicate that the organic colloid here is originated from degraded part of the organic matter in the litter. And compare the concentration of cesium, we found that the colloid have a relatively very high concentration of cesium. It's almost 3 times compared to the original litter. Even this different concentration of cesium, but when you take a look at the carbon percentage, is almost the same with the three fraction. So it indicates that its fraction here can be originated from different type of organic matter in the soil, because it can take up one but a different cesium concentration. From the experiment, we found that the increase of the suspended solid in the colloid solution, we get the increase of the cesium concentration. Almost linear relationship. So the question is where cesium can stay in the colloid solution, either it stays in soluble form or it bound to particle. So we do the centrifuge experiment to separate the particle from the solution. We found that when we increase the centrifugal speed, and then more particle will remove from solution, and more we cannot detect any cesium inside the solution. More of cesium is stay in the particle. And in the next, we characterize the colloid by, but we know the measure the particle size of the colloid solution, and we estimate the particle velocity with two fluctuation method. We found that we get the organic colloid particle density is only 1.1. It's much more smaller than the literature value usually report about 1.4 or sometimes 1.9. So we say that it indicates that the organic colloid originates from low density fraction of organic matter. And in the column experiment, as I showed you before, we found that when we load the polluted colloid solution in the column experiment, we get a very the result is really vary. So with this amount, 20 to 30 millimeter of colloid solution, it can go in out from bottom column, it's about 10 to 60% of cesium would load out. However, when we add the water and solution, almost no cesium is going out. So this really the release of cesium from the column is really depending on the stability of the colloid solution. So from this experiment, we conclude that the cesium, polluted cesium, is mostly deposited in the top 10 centimeter soil layer. However, several plagues, we can detect the migration of cesium in the lower, deeper soil layer, when we found that it have a thick litter layer in the top. And cesium have a high correlate with the organic carbon content, and it's mainly bound to the organic colloid particle. And the concentration is colloid, cesium in colloid relatively high, more 3 times compared to the litter. And organic colloid originates from the low density organic matter, and it come from the degraded dye. And the mobility of the cesium in the soil is really depending on the mobility and stability of the organic colloid on the column. So really research was supported by a Japanese promotion, Japanese Society for the Promotion of Science, and we thank to the laboratory of Dario Isotope for the help for analyzing of radioactive cesium. Thank you very much for your attention.
Do we have any questions?
Yeah.
How much time passed after the accident that you took these samples?
We took this, the accident happened in 2001, and we took the sample in 2003, so it's about 2 years, almost 2 years after the accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate it moving farther down in the soil?
The deeper layer, almost not detected, the cesium, so maybe from the top 30 centimeters, you can detect that. So it's with the normal, rainfall, if the KD of the colloid, KD of cesium is about 1,000, so within 2 years it cannot move up to the 30 centimeter. Yeah, yeah. So it should be something different from colloid.
There's not very much clay in the soil there, is there?
Yeah, they do have a clay in the soil, but in the top soil we have a lot of organic matter. Yes, that is the forest play. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Typically, the dissolved organic matter is, think of even a smaller size than 0.1 micron that we have listed at the lower limit. Can you give any information about smaller size particles and their potential warmth?
In the range of it's about the particle size ranging from 0.1 to 10 micro. So for the lower particle,
the humic and fulvic acid portion. So have you looked at that at all?
That's interesting. But at this time, we just take a look at the total. Only we have not separated the different type of the organic. I think it's interesting. We may take in the future. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.